Yeah. Yeah, see, this is Daf Yemem Heyem Beis in the bottom. Again, the Gemara says that Heichen Chut HaShedra. How long, how far down does the spinal cord extend? That's a Chut HaShedra itself. We have in the Mishnah, it's a Treifa. If it's Nifsak Ruba, if it got cut through, right of it. The question is, how far down is the spinal cord? Some Rav Yehuda says, Omar Shmuel, Ad Bein HaPashis. It goes, extends until it starts to branch off. Bein HaPashis means that the spinal cord goes down straight, that it comes down near the tail like, it starts to spread out. It's up until the place where it starts to branch off, where the nerves branch off, that's also called the Chut HaShedra. So Rav Dimi by Yitzchok Hevi Koboi Lemezu Vechuzoi, he wanted to go to the place of Vechuzoi. Is Isi Le Gedi? So, also the Kame came, yes, the Kame of Rav Yehuda, came in front of Rav Yehuda. Is Omlet, he told Rav Yehuda, Lechvo Li Mar Bein Apashis. Hecho, hey, please show me in an animal. Where exactly is this branch off of the nerves that the Chut HaShedra stops? Like, show it to me. So Amalek, he told him, okay, Zil Aisali Gedi, go bring me a fetch, give me a kid. Spiach L'cho, and I'll show it to you exactly like where the nerves branch off, where the end of the Chut HaShedra is. So that was Aisali Gedi Shemena. So he brought him a fat kid. Amalek, he said to him, no, it's no good. He said to him that B'li Yitfei, like, since it's so fat, it's sunk in, and you can't tell, it's too sunk in, the Parshias, you can't tell where the nerves end. La Yodi. So he brought him a lean one, he brought him a lean kid. His omelet, he said to him, so, bleaten face, also no good. It's like sticking out too much, and also you can't tell clearly, La Yodi, you can't tell clearly exactly where this Beina Parshias are. So omelet, he said to him, if so, he says, to Agmachol Gemara. Let me just teach you from like the Gemara how we learn it. I won't show it to you, but I'll teach it to you. That Hochi Yom HaShemud is what Shmuel says, Ad Achas Treifa. That if the Chut HaShedra, the spinal cord, where only one nerve branches off, that's still called the Chut HaShedra. And if it's Nifsek there, it's called the Treifa. So Ad Achas Treifa. Shlishis Ksheira. Where the third like nerve branches off, that for sure is already the end of the Chut HaShedra. That is Ksheira. But Shniyah, where the second nerve branches off, then any Adaya, that he's not sure if that's still considered the Chut HaShedra or not. So he has a suffix, but the second one is still a suffix. So one says, Boi Rafuna Breda Mishur. Rafuna Mishur has a question like this. Shai this. Yet up enough men of. That Ad Yad Bechlau, that you said up until, does it mean included or not? I do Ma'ad V'lo Yad Bechlau. Like, what do you mean to say, Ad Bein HaParshis? That is to say, the Chut HaShedra extends Ad until Bein HaParshis. So the question is, what's the loch of Bein HaParshis itself? Is where the nerves branch off, is that considered like the Chut HaShedra still? Or Ad, V'lo Yad B'chlal, no, where it branches off already, it's not called the Chut HaShedra. There does not become a treifa. That's one shayla. Boya Papa has said like this, it's like this for Papa. That in Tim said, if you want to tell me, Ad v'lo yad bechlau, that he only meant to say it extends until the Bein HaParshis, but not including where it branches off. If so, pi parshamo, what's going to be by the point of the nerves? What's going to be there, not after it branches off, by the point of it? What's going to be loch of the point? Rashi says, pi parshamo means nifsa chut hagodol keneged pi apsulim. At the top part, right before it starts to branch off, right there was nifsak. So what's that mokum? Is that a mokum treifa or no? That was a shayla. So it's a shayla. Another shayla. Boy Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked a question like this. Boy Rabbi Yirmiyah, im tim tzleima, if you want to tell me that ad ziyad dechlal, yes, that up until the Bein HaParshis, and that's also included in the Chut HaShedra, so parsha atzmamau, what's going to be the locha of the Parsha itself, like not Bein HaParshis, but the Parsha itself, what's going to be there? Like there's a little bit before where the nerves branch off, but that part itself, Rashi says, Nifsa Kapitzel Atzmon, where Mamash branches off itself from the Chut, Now, what's going to be the halacha? The place where it really branches off, that branch itself, in that nerve where it branches off, what's the halacha? Is that a makom treif or not? So Toshma coming here, it says, our parsha, mashma, the branch itself, tidun kibosa, is considered like flesh. Chutz mashma, it's not like the chut hashed, it's not considered like flesh. So my love doesn't mean to say, parsha rishayinu shniya, that even the first and the second one is also considered like bosa. And the Chur means to say that if it gets cut there, it's takik shera. So you see, the parshis itself is still called shera. It's not the chut hashedra. So much lore could be, no, it's not the pshat. Here it means shlishis. After it says that the parshis tidin kibosa, maybe it only means the bottom, the third branch off. That true is like bosa, there it's kosher. But it could be by the first and second one, that could still be a suffix, what the locher is there. That's called the treif or not, that could still be a suffix. So as the Gemara is, the eifa, what's going to be by a bird? Like how far down does the spinal cord extend by a bird? Smur says, Rabbi Yana Yama Lamata Minakfayim. He says, the lower, like of the wings, Lamata Minakfayim, as soon as it comes below the wings, that's how far down the spinal cord goes. Further than the wings, that's not called the spinal cord, that would not make a treifa. For Resh Lakish, Resh Lakish says no, Ad Beinok Fayim. Resh Lakish says no, it's the opposite, mamish like the beginning of the wings. Not below the wings, but the cord at the beginning of the wings. Ad Beinok Fayim, in between the wings itself, right away, that's all considered, that's where the Chut Hashed ends. And the Mokum of the wings itself, if it gets cut there, it's not a treifa. Ula Ula says, Hevikimna Kaime de Ben Pazi. He was once standing before Ben Pazai. The Isla Kaime Ufa. And they brought a bird in front of him. And vice versa, there was a psuki was cut there. And the Shaila was it cut through the spinal cord or not? Or Bodnak Ein Ad Beinak Fayim. And he checked it out to make sure it's cut like below the Mokum of the wings. Smash relearns Beinak Fayim. The first Shita, he only checked up until like the beginning of the wings. But once it came to the place at the beginning of the wings already, that's not called the Chut Hashedra. So Sholach Le, and they send back to him the Vein Nesiyo, but they send back to him here from the Vein Nasi's house. Vikom V'Ozel, and he got up and he went away. To Lo Yadana, we don't know. Imi Shum De Lo Tzorach L'Midbek Tfei. Is it the pshat because really you don't have to check below this point? He mishum covered the siya. No, he only did a respect because of respect of the nasi. But the mice was he only checked it down until the beginning of the wings, and then he left and went to the nasi. So the question is, why did he leave? Did he leave right now because he holds that's all you have to check, just until the beginning of the wings, not below? Or else maybe no, maybe really he would have continued on checking. Just as covered, the Vein Nesiyah, they called him to go to the Nasi's house, so he left. So you have a clear raya which way he really holds, how far down do you have to check to make sure it's not a psuka, in between the wings or only the beginning of the wings. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says another treifa is nitla covered. If the whole liver is taken off, that's also considered a treifa. So but mashmir, something's left over though, then it's not a treifa. Samar says, on the shtayir menu klum kshera, if any little bit of the liver is left over, then it's called kshera. Afagav lehev the kezayis. Even though there's not an olive's worth, there's not a kezayis worth of the covered, still it's kshera. So the more Iva Tanan, the learned to Gemara letter that says, nitel ha-covered v'nishtayir menu kezayis kshera. No, only if the liver is still left over kezayis worth. Less than kezayis worth is not kshera. So when it says, Omer Rabbi Yosef, lekash is no stira. Ho Rebbe Chiyo, Ho Rebbe Shimon, Bar Rebbe, it's a machlokes tarko. One tarko says it has to be up until the kezayis, and one says no, even if a small amount is left over, still it's kshera. Ho Rebbe Chiyo, Shimon Bar Rebbe. Ki ho the Rebbe Chiyo, the maestro was with Rebbe Chiyo also, that Zorach Lo, when Rebbe Chiyo checked it out and found that the liver was missing, even though there was a drop left over, he threw it away, because the old, it's a treifa, unless you have a gezayis left over. And Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe Matfuloy, no, he ate from the animal. As long as there was a little bit left over of the liver, he held it was kshera. V'sanecha, what's the simon over here? That Ashira Mekamsin, that the more rich you are, the more less sparing you are. You're in the kamas, you save more. Rashi says, Rav Shimon bar Rebbe b'nei shonosi hoya. He was very rich. Well, in the kamas, lashon hatzra, like he holds back a lot. So therefore, he didn't just throw it away, he used it. So if it was the Rav Shimon bar Rebbe, yeah, that he was one of the matzvullah, he still ate it, he did not throw it away. The other one says, Hahu pol Musa. There was an army, the Asla Pumbadisa. The army once came in to Pumbadisa. So, Arki Rabba Rabbi Yosef. So both Rabba and Rabbi Yosef, they both went away from town. And they didn't want to be taken the place by the army. They had to be put into the army. So they ran away. Now what happened was, Pogabar Abzera. So Abzera met up with them. And Omalu, he said to them, Arukoyi, like, teach me what's the halacha here. As I recall you, like you people, Russia's Gemira Minoi, let me learn from you this halacha, that Kazayis Shomru, that though we said by the liver, if you have a Kazayis worth left over, it's not called the Trefron, the Mokamara, is it true that the Kazayis has to be in the place of the gallbladder? By the Mokam where the gallbladder is near the liver, that's where you have to have a Kazayis left over. Is that true? Yeah. So I'm a proper purpose. He told him that that's the lochum. The lochum is the kzayis has to be left over the mokum of the gallbladder. Ravada Marav Omar the mokum shichai. No, that's not the place. It has to be left over in the vital place by place where it lives from, where the covid is attached. And that mokum, Rashi says, covid chaya, hainu mokum tliya, where it's hanging from. So that's where it's hanging, tachas akos, under the kidneys. That's where the liver has to have a kazayas left over. So the machloek is, where is this kazayas to be? By the gallbladder, or by where it's hanging near the kidneys? Some Rav Papa says, Zilkach, therefore, being in kazayas for mokum, or being in kazayas for mokum, shichai, that's called a chumrah. And it's only kshayra if you have a kazayas left over of the liver in both places, near the gallbladder, and near where the liver is hanging attached to the kidneys. Then go lechumra both ways. Bori Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Yirmiyah has a question like this. Bori Rav Yirmiyah, mislaket mahu. What's going to be the lach of this kezayis that's still left over? You only have it by mislaket, means a small piece here, small piece there. It's not in one place, the kezayis. There are little pieces of liver left over at different parts. So mislaket mahu, you gather them together, you have a kezayis, is that kosher or not? Kiritsua mahu, also, it's not one round kezayis. It's a long string, a long strip. But together, this long strip adds up to the shear of a kezayis. What's the locker? Boy Ravashi, kezayis merudad mao. If you have this kezayis, that's like flattened out. It's merudad. There's not normal to live. It's like flattened out. And after it's flattened out, there's a kezayis left of that. So what's the locker? Is that called the liver? Is that called something left over or not? Rashi says Meru didn't mean Rashi says Meru Koya. You have a Gor Mikritsu, it's worse. So take, there's the Shaila. And that you have to have a Gezias left over the liver, is it enough that it should be flattened out or straight or mislaket to take? Boy mine Reb Zrika Rabami. Nidaudolo Kovid. Let's say the liver, like, was uprooted. What's going to be? It was torn away from where it's connected. The liver was torn apart, torn away. But the Mura B'Tavshir Seho, it's still attached though by the diaphragm. By the Tavshir Seho, what's the loch? Is that enough to say it's called a Chaya or is it a Trefa? Mao. Omalei said back to him, Dildo Zeh, that's what you said that's torn off, like it's loose. Any day, I don't know what it means to say. Manashach, Ilaman, Diyama, Mokim, Mura, Haika. If Yod, what the Kazayas has to be attached by the gallbladder, it's still attached. Ilaman, Diyama, Mokim, Shichaya, Haika. The mice are still attached. Russian, the Dalda means necrum mekaymas harabri. It's torn apart a lot of places. But it's still attached a little bit. So therefore, still called attached both by the gallbladder and by the kidneys. So therefore, about is still called ksheira. Then the Mishnah says, Horeya, if you have the lungs, shenikva, if there's a hole in the lung, that also makes a trefa. So Ravu Shmuel, Ravasi, the Yarma, they both say, karma iloi. They both say, where does it have to be pierced through? The top membrane. the common law, the top membrane of the lungs, if it's a hole in that, that's enough to make the treifa. The Yamr law, the other ones say no, karma tisoi, the treifa has to only be if the hole goes through the inner membrane. So Rabbi Yosef says, Amr Rabbi Nachman, v'semnech, how are you supposed to remember this? Like, how are you supposed to remember who said what? So he said, remember, kituna dudo, deman chabei reya. So kitunui says, remember, this is, you have to think of a rose that's colored. It's a coat, like colored with roses, that the lung lies in. So that's the way you're supposed to remember this. Rashi says, kitna duroi means malbush adam, a red coat that looks like a rose. Shareya munachas boy. Vada Rashi says, Hashem shekorin tachto in adam, the bottom one is more red. Yeah, kini simka. That's the way you remember this. Whether it's the bottom coat or the top coat, where exactly the treifer is, the bottom membrane or the top one. Hamar says, yeah. Pshito. If the top membrane has a hole, if the bottom one does not have a hole, titoy make it inachanami. Then it's a smaller. The bottom membrane still protects it. The air doesn't get into the lungs. It's not a treifa. Kid Rabba like Rabba. The Yom Rabba says, "Hi Reya, if you have this lungs," Rabbi says, "you have the lungs." The aglid kainoy sumka. If you have the lungs, that it looks like a red date. Can it turn red, the lungs? Rashi says, Shinisheris bikruma tachta vi ketamara aduma. Looks like a red date. The locher is kshera. It's still kosher. That's only the top membrane. Therefore, it's still kshera. In kif titoi, what's going to be if the bottom membrane has a hole through it, of the lungs? For loy in kif iloy, but the top membrane does not have it. So that's a shayla megan aloy megan. Does the top membrane protect it or not? So Mara says on this, pligi bo Rav Ada Ravina. So machlekes Rav Acha and Ravina. Chadama one says loy megan. No, if the inner one has a hole in it, that's going to make it a treifa. The top membrane does not protect it so much. The Chadama one says no, megan. The other one says yes, that the top membrane could protect it. And Vilchus Alocher is yes, megan. That even the top membrane protects it, that the air doesn't get through, it won't be done a treifa. Kidi Rabbi Yosef, like Rabbi Yosef says, the Yom Rabbi Yosef says, "Hi Reya, if you have the lungs, Hi Reya, the Avsho, if you have lungs like that, makes a sound, makes a noise, the Avsho, like when you blow it up, the Avsho makes noises." So chutz mashma, something is bubbling, some air is leaking out. Rashi says it means kishenoifchin, when you blow up the lungs, mashmoyas koil, you hear a voice there. Kilu ruach yesemena, like some wind is going out of it. So if you have this lungs, the avsho, when you blow it up, and it makes noise, iyadinan heicha avsho, if you know where the noise is coming from, so mesvinan ala gatfa, take like a leaf, and put it, or take a feather and put it on top of that makom, or else put some spit there. So igilo imavasus saw treifa. If you see that it's moving, that some air is coming through, or it's bubbling there, then you know the air is coming through. It's like a hole there. That's called a treifa. Viloi, but if no air, no bubbling coming through, then it's kshera. Now why? Lachur, even though there's some noise there, it must be that the bottom one, the inside membrane has a hole, just the top membrane is protecting it. You see, it's still called kshera. But vila yodinan, hey chavshav, you don't know where the noise is coming from. Then the eter is maisinon mitichlo. Then you have to take a basin, you have to take a pot, and put some lukewarm water there, and put the lung inside it. So maisinon mitichlo demaya, take like a pot of water, pshura of lukewarm water, and put the lungs inside this lukewarm water. So the chanimi law, you can't use hot water dekatsa, because hot water would make the lungs shiver up. The kriri, to put into cold, you can't do it, because cold water loy demetarshe would only make the lungs harden up. See, to become hard, you won't be able to tell. The eitzer is you must put into lukewarm water. Now, and now, like, blow up this lungs, inflate the lungs. So it depends. If it bubbles through, then it's a right to try for. If it doesn't bubble through, then kshera. Why? I lamaisa, though, you hear noise there, there must be some hole. So the answer is, tisoyinkov, it's only the pshat is the bottom membrane has a hole in it. But iloy loyinkov, the top membrane is still whole, still protecting it. Why the afshai, how come the lungs is making noise when you blow it up? It must be zika de bene benehu. It's the air that's coming out vibrating between the two membranes. So you see clearly still it's called kshera, that we say the top membrane does protect it, it's still called kshera. That's the halacha. The top membrane protects, either membrane protects it. There's only a trace for then if the hole goes through both membranes of the lungs. Hanumar says, Guf, what we say before, Omar Rava, Hai Reya, the Igladei, if you have your lungs, that the membranes of the lungs, Hai Reya, the Igladei, that when you peel it off like, it's Kihine Sumka, it looks all red, looks like a red date. So Lachos Ksheira, still is kosher. It's not cool, there's a neck over there, so the animal is still kosher. The Yama Rava says, Reya Shadima Miksasa. Let's say you have the lungs, and only part of it turned red. So also Ksheira, still kosher, there's not a treifa. But Kula treifa, let's say the whole lung turned red, that's already called a treifa. If I says that the whole thing turns red, then you have to be afraid there was a neck over there, that's called worse. Yeah. Oh, Malay Ravina La Rava. Miksasa, my time, what do you say if only part of the lungs became red? It's still kosher, the hodra bori, because they'll get well again, it could become cured, it'll come back to its regular cover, color. It's everything more kudanami hodra bori, even if the whole lungs turn red. Also, we should say that it will recover again and become back to its normal. But Mila Tanya, didn't we learn? Vishash Gotsum Ramashim. The locker there by other types of creeping things. Shkots Ramashim. That though we say Yoni Chayiv on Shabbos, if blood comes out from them, you have to make a chabura that blood comes out. Rashi says the Tanya Shashkos Ramoshim Ketanim Goyin Svadei V'Deim Lehem Shairin Rach. The skin is very soft. So Chutz Mishen Shrotzim Shem Kachadish Shmoyin Shrotzim. The skin is hard. Is Ein Chayiv Lehem Shabbos Mishum Chayiv Hit Them Inat Chayiv Achetaitzim Em Tipe Dam. Dam has to come out. Even though the blood came to the top and became red there, still that's not called lakusa. Why? Because since the skin is so soft, it becomes red fast, but it'll heal up again. You see, even though the skin turns red, so what? It'll still heal up again. Yeah, but Zela, you see what? By shashkot shemoshim yoni chayiv, if the dam goes out. But the dam just comes to the top, to where the skin is, even though the skin turns red, it's nothing, it'll heal up again. Maybe you tell me no, maybe this is doimah to Shemayin Shrotzim. The Tanya learned over there by the Shemayin Shrotzim to have hard skin, they will learn Nitzur Hadam. If you hit it, and the dam and the skin became red, so you have to say the blood is underneath it. Even though the blood does not go out, still Yechayiv. So once you see it there, it turns red, it'll stay that way, it won't heal up. So maybe you're also, that by the lungs, if the whole thing turns red, it won't heal up again. For the Moriyach, if that's the Svara, I feel a Muxasanami, that even if only part of the lungs turn red, also we should say the Svara, now that it turned red, it won't heal up again, that's a Trefa. And what if the insulation are? There's no difference. About there shouldn't be a difference whether the whole thing turned red, or part of it turned red. So he argues and says, even though the whole lungs turn red, so what? The mice are still, they'll heal up, and it's not a treifa. Yeah. The Yomarov Rova says, Reya Sheyosha Miksoso, let's say part of the lungs starts to dry up. If it starts to become dry, treifa. The Kama, how much of the lungs have to dry up to say it's a treifa? Omarov Papi, Vishmeh the Rova, Kadeshet, or else not know how much, I think, how dry does it have to be? He says it has to be dry enough. That when you touch it, it'll crumble up with your nail. When you touch it with your nails, it crumbles up. That's how dry it has to be. Keman, Reb Yosef ben Amishulam, that's like Yeshita. The Tanya will learn. Eizehu hi Yevesha, what's called so dry that makes the treifa? Shim Tinokev, if you make a holdi, you punch a holdi with a needle, V'yeinu metziah tipas dam, and no dam comes up, that's called dry enough. Even though it's not brittle yet, but if it's just so dry, there's no dam, then that's called dry, that's treifa. Reb Yosef ben Amishulam, I know, Yevesha means Kadesh Tei Nifrechas, Bissiparin, means to say it has to be that you touch it with your nail, it'll crumble up. So that's how Yavish it has to be. Samura says no. Afilu Tamer, but if you want to say, we're going to go into Rabbanan Shita, that usually dried up is enough, as long as enough, just as no dam come up. But Gabi Oizen Bechor, the Koshonet Beziko, Lehod Rabori, that when do they say they get so hardened that the dam doesn't come out, it's called the Treifon? That's only by the Oizen of a Bechor. Over there we say, since there's wind, there it won't heal up anymore, once it gets that hard. Avoreya, but the lungs, to like Kasholu Beyavira, there's no air coming in by the lungs there. If so there, Hadabari, even though it got hard enough, that there's no dam there, but that alone could heal up. By the Reya, it could be everybody agrees. It's only considered a treifa that gets so hard, as almost like brittle, or crumble up with your nails. The Yom Rav Rav says, Hi Reya. If you have this Areya, the Kaima Gilda Gilda, like the lungs itself now, looks like scabs. It's covered up with scabs. They're all scabs over it. That's called the Kaima Gilda Gilda. So it depends. Or else Uchma Yuchma, or else it's covered up with black patches there. Or else Uchma Yuchma, or else Chazusa Chazusa. Different colors of patches there. Lachmas Ksheira. That's not a treifa. Even though it's covered up with scabs or with black patches or other colors, still called sheir. That's not a treifa. Amra Meimah Mishmei Derovah, Ein Makifim Bebua. He says you can't compare like one bua, means like one bubble, to another bubble. That here it's a shaila, is it a treifa or not? So a bua means sometimes there's a bubble on the rayon, so you have to check it out to make sure there's no hole there. So if you checked out one bubble from the inside and saw there's no hole there, that's no proof to say the next one has no hole. You have to check out each one separately. You can't compare one to the other. Let's say you have two lobes of the lungs. It has five lobes there. So let's say two lobes of the lungs, that they're like attached to one another. It's they're attached to one another. That's called sirchus. So, les luhu bedika. You can't check them out. So we have to be afraid. Maybe the reason why they got attached together is because there was a hole in between, and they got stuck together because of that. So therefore, menasof, we have to say it's a treifa. For lo yamor nelesh le kisidron. Only if it wasn't kisidron, means the third lobe got attached with the fifth one. Avo kisidron. But if the first and second, the second and third got attached, henry v'sayu, that's the way they grow. So then we don't say they got attached because there's a neck of there, but that's normal. So these are the main treifas they check out for today. Galat kosher means when they check, they make a bdikas pnim, and right after shrita they stick their hand in there and they feel around the five lobes of the lungs to make sure they're not stuck together. If they feel that the lobes are stuck together, that's called a tzircha. So then mikur halacha, after you take out the lungs, you could check them out further to make sure there's no hole. So glat kosher means you don't check it out anymore. Like right away, they're not stuck together at all. Once they're stuck together, that's already a shaila. So glat kosher is supposed to mean there's no shaila, was never stuck. If it's not glat kosher, it means that it was stuck together. But we'll see there are certain times that you could check it out. You pull it out carefully to make sure there's no hole in between. That's also kosher. So that's the shame of a glad kosher or not. All right, yeah, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the other side. So wait till the end of the tape and then turn over. We'll do the other daf on the other side.